Timothy chapter 1. Today we'll start a new book. Again, like last week, we did too. And today it will be the book of 1 Timothy. It's called one of the pastoral epistles.
There
are two other ones, that is 2 Timothy and Titus. And the reason they're called like this is because they are addressed to pastors.
And
they deal with the general function in the church. So let's start reading in 1 Timothy 1 and read verses 1 and 2.
پولس رسول عیسی به حکم نجات دهنده ما خدا و مسیح عیسی خداوند که امید ما به فرزند حقیقی خود در ایمان تیموتائوس فیض و رحمت و سلامتی از جانب خدای پدر و خداوند ما عیسی مسیح هر تو باد.
So here you see then it's a letter from Paul to Timothy. And Paul calls Timothy his own son in the faith. It doesn't mean he's a physical son, but it means that Timothy came to Christ through Paul. Paul led him to Christ. And later on, Paul again says, hey, Saul Timothy in verse 18, for example. But it's not only that Timothy came to Christ to Paul,
he's
also being trained by Paul. And from other places in the New Testament, we know that Timothy was very close to Paul. Yeah, go to 2 Corinthians and read verse
1:1.
Yeah, so the letter comes from Paul. And Timothy. Yeah, so they were together. Here's another example. Go to Philemon.
1:1.
Yeah, again, they're together.
Yeah,
but here we see that Paul is writing to Timothy in person. Yeah, they're doing different things at this point in time. And the next verse clarifies that.
So
Paul has asked Timothy,
hey,
stay at Ephesus. Yeah, well, I go to Macedonia. I want you to be here. Now, what does he want Timothy to do?
He wants
Timothy to make sure that Ephesus continues in sound doctrine. Yeah, that it will not go into other doctrines. Now, a doctrine is simply a teaching. Yeah, for example, we teach the doctrine of the Trinity. Yeah, teaching that God exists. In three persons. Yeah, one God exists in three persons. Yeah. Last Sunday, somebody was confused about it.
When
we talked with him in the park.
Yeah,
so we taught the doctrine of the Trinity from the Bible.
تقدیس کلام رو براش باز کردیم.
Yeah, we read 1 John 5:7 for example.
اولی یوحنا 5:7 بخونیم.
Yeah, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
سه نفر هستن که شهادت میدن. خدای پدر، پسر و روح القدس و این سه تا یکی.
And that's sound doctrine.
و این اعتقاد درسته.
We can prove from the Bible.
و میتونیم طبق کلام خداوند.
Because he also has false doctrine. And they do not have a biblical basis. Yeah, they contradict other verses in the Bible.
Yeah,
so Paul wants to make sure that Timothy stays there.
بعضیت کلام خدا و پولوس میخواد مطمئن شه که تیموتائوس درست درس میده و گیج نشده باشن و کلام گیج
نشده باشن.
مطمئن بشه که اخصوصیان درسای غلط نرن، فهمان غلط نگیرن.
As we will go to 1 Timothy, you will see this word doctrine coming up quite a bit.
تعلیم، کلمه تعلیم بارها و بارها در تیموتائوس استفاده میشه.
How do we make sure we don't go off in wrong doctrine?
چجوری درس غلط نگیریم، تعلیم غلط نگیریم.
Simply sticking to the word of God.
کلام خدا رو بدونیم و سعی قلب عمل کنیم.
Yeah, make sure what we believe is based on the Bible.
آنچه که ایمان داریم از کلام و حفظ کلام.
Yeah, any doctrine we teach in a church.
هر چیزی رو که در کلام خداوند درس بدیم.
Has clear verses to back it up.
آیه‌ای باید داشته باشه که اون رو ثابت کنه.
Yeah, doctrines need to be based on the Bible.
تعلیمی که ما میگیم باید طبق کلام باشه، نه خارج از کلام. یا نظر من یا نظر هر کسی.
And you have the right to challenge that.
و هر کدوم از شما که میشنوید حق دارید که زیر سوال ببرید و اون رو آزمایش کنید.
If I teach certain doctrines.
اگر من تعلیمی رو میدم.
You can come to me.
میتونی بیای پلو.
Yeah, and ask me, hey, show me from the Bible.
به هم بگی از طبق کلام
میشنوید.
چرا به این حرف زدی؟ چرا این تعلیم رو دادی؟
The Bible has the final authority.
آخرین حرفمون، آخرین تصمیممون رو کلام خداوند اعلام میکنه.
But also challenge it when people come into the church.
وقتی کسی هم وارد کلیسا میشه، آزمایش کنی.
And they teach some strange doctrine.
وقتی میان و درس غلط میدن.
Yeah, that needs to be addressed.
اونم باید آزمایش بشه و نشون داده بشه که غلطه.
If people do that, come to me. Let me know.
اگه کسی این کارو میکنه، به من بگی تا من هم بدونم.
Yeah, so I can deal with it.
که بتونم باهاش درگیر بشم.
Somebody comes into our church.
اگر کسی وارد کلیسا میشه.
And starts teaching to other people, hey, we need to keep the Jewish
feast. باید بریم عید یهودیات رو نگه داریم.
That's a problem.
مشکل وجود داره.
That's a false doctrine.
درس غلط، تعلیم غلطه.
And needs to be addressed.
باید نشون داده بشه که غلطه.
Of course, first of all, the pastor needs to be guarding that the church isn't going to false doctrine.
اول از همه شبان کلیسا که باید حفاظت کنه که هیچ کلیسایی وارد درس غلط نشه.
Most of the times those who teach false doctrine.
ولی معمولاً اون زمان کسایی که درس غلط رو میدن.
Will not walk up to the pastor to tell
them. نمیرن اون درس غلط رو به خود شعبان بگن.
Yeah, they will speak to people.
میرن یواشکی با بقیه صحبت.
Yeah, in secret.
یواشکی دانه شک رو به قلب
بگن.
سعی میکنن جدایی ایجاد کنن.
And that has happened in the past.
و قبلا این اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, having the right doctrine is important.
درس و تعلیم درست رو داشتن از کلام مهمه.
Yeah, in regard to salvation, it's even life and death.
طبق نجات حتی مرگ و زندگی ما به اون وابسته.
Yeah, but the right doctrine being taught in church.
تعلیم درست که کلیسا درس داده بشه.
Yeah, will help you as a Christian.
کمکت میکنه شما به عنوان مسیحیان.
Yeah, to clean up your life.
زندگی خودتون رو پاک کنید.
And to serve God.
خدا رو خدمت کنید.
Yeah, it helps you to know how to run your family God's way.
کمک کنید که زندگی خودتون و خانواده خودتون رو به کلام خدا بعد انجام بدید.
An employer God's way. Or an employee God's way.
کمک کنید که کار باشید که روش خداوند باشه.
Yeah, how to be a wife.
روش خداوند باشه.
Or a husband God's way.
و یا همسر یا شوهری باشید که طبق کلام خدا.
And right doctrine helps you change your behavior.
کمکتون میکنه که رفتارتون رو تغییر بدید.
Lying as if with God's word.
طبق کلام خداوند عمل
کنید. Now read verse 4.
آیه 4 رو بخونید. و به افسانه ها شجره نامه های بی پایان دل نسپارد که اینها مباحثات را نه آن پرورش الهی به پدر ایمان است حدیث
دارد. So stick to the sound doctrines.
تعلیم درست ببینید و افسانه ها را قبول
کنید. But stay away from fables.
افسانه ها.
And endless genealogy.
شجره نامه های بی پایان را دل نسپارید.
Go to Titus 3:9.
تیتوس 3:9 رو باز کنید. جلوتر یه ذره.
Titus 3:9.
و متصمت به کلام امین و حسب تعلیم یافته تا بتواند به تعلیم صحیح نصیحت کند و مخالف را توبیخ نماید.
Yeah, that's a very similar scripture saying the similar things.
And اعلام میکنه یه همچین چیزی رو.
Yeah, avoid foolish questions.
سوالهای احمقانه.
And contentions and strivings about the law that are profitable and vain. Yeah. Stay adhere to sound doctrine. Things you know for sure. Yeah, from God's word. Yeah, which is a sure prophecy. And stay away from things that you don't know for sure. Fables. Things that just cause more questions. Things that are not helpful to become, to help you become a better Christian. Things that cause arguing. Yeah, there's no need to argue, just go to the Bible.
Yeah.
Stay away from things that don't edify, that don't build up. What are fables? They are creating all kinds of unsupported claims that have no basis in the Bible.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned it before. There are people, Christians, even, that are believing that there was some kind of grace before Adam. And they talk about wars in that time and things like that. Problem is, that's not in the Bible. Yeah, it sounds entertaining.
Like
science fiction can be entertaining.
But
it's not God's word.
And
you cannot just grab some verses out of the Bible and start adding things into it and reading things into it. Claiming all kinds of things that the Bible does not say. Yeah, these are fables. And what they do, they minister questions. They
cause
confusion. They cause confusion.
And they're
definitely not going to help you to be a better Christian. But angels did this and that. And they're like, so and so.
Now,
be careful what you're saying. Yeah, that you don't go outside of the Bible like it teaches about angels, about demons. Yeah, don't add things to the Bible. Yeah, it's not okay to fill in blanks and just make these wild stories. That's what cults do. Yeah, you're into that, just go to the Mormons. They have wild stories. Yeah, with no basis. In reality, it's definitely not in the Bible.
Yeah.
We are to stay away from faith. And we are to stick to sound doctrine. And avoid these genealogies. Why? Because they're vain. First of all, are we not all one race? Don't we all go back to Noah and also to Adam? You go to Acts 17. Acts 17:26. And had made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and had determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
و زمان معین و حدود مسکن‌های ایشان را مقرر کرد.
Yeah, we're one blood.
هممون از یک خون ساخته شدیم.
Certainly one race. Did you believe
that? هممون از یک نسلی و نسل انسان.
But really, if you think of it, it's a vain exercise.
و اگر فکر کنیم که ببینیم علمون چیه جدردن از جدردن چیه
جدردن آمان بیده. People will try to prove, oh, I'm from this bloodline, I'm from there.
من از اون خون آریام، از اون خون بودم از این برای.
Now let's do a little bit math and see how it works.
ریاضی حساب کتاب کنیم ببین چگونه.
How many parents do you have?
چند تا پدر و مادر داری؟
Two. Yeah. How many grandparents do you have?
پدر بزرگ مادر بزرگ چند تا داری؟
Four.
چهار.
And of course, this goes on and it expands quickly. 8, 16, 32, 64. Let's go to 10th generation. Around 300 years. Yeah. Then you already have thousands. What about 600 years?
And
you get a million.
The million years.
What about 30 generations? 900 years. 1 billion.
And
the next one will be 1 trillion.
Now,
of course, you quickly figure out that these are not unique individuals.
Yeah,
there's overlap everywhere.
همه جا با هم دیگه در رابطه هستیم. مادرش پدرش وابسته است، پدر بزرگش پدر بزرگش وابسته است. در نهایت با هم یکی میشیم.
Yeah, and you will start figuring out that your 10th great grandfather.
پدر بزرگش.
It also your 11th great grandfather. Through a different line.
And things like that.
Yeah, I want to also point out it's the same thing. Everybody relates in the end to everybody. Now, of course, you have a Mormon, they're all into that. What about the Jews? Yeah? Wanting to prove that they're ethnically of the nation. Now, I would just stop reasoning at 40 generations, 1200 years. And we're already talking about trillion. Imagine that if we go 2,000 years back. Everybody will have Jewish DNA, African DNA, Chinese DNA.
یه جور همه خون آریایی داریم، همه مدل خونی درونش داریم،
همه
یهودی داریم.
We are one block.
هممون از یک خون هستیم، هممون از یک نسل.
Yeah, and if DNA would prove that you are a child of God, as you want to believe,
اگر DNA شما ثابت کنه که شما فرزند خدا هستید، اون چیزی که یهودیت میخواد ثابت کنه.
Everybody is.
پس هممون فرزند خدا هستیم، چون هممون یه درصدی خون یهودی درونمون داریم.
Of course, the only way you can truly become a child of God is through believing the Lord Jesus Christ.
فرزند خداوند باشیم که واقعا به عیسی مسیح ایمان بیاریم.
There is no Jew no Gentile.
نه یهود وجود داره نه غیر یهود. همه با هم یکی.
These things are not crossable. They're not a thing. Avoid them.
از اصل نامه ندیدیم. دوری کنید چون بیشتر برامون سوال میاد.
It's not edifying anybody.
کسی رو بنا نمیکنه. به درد کسی نمیخوره.
It's not making you a better Christian.
باعث نمیشه شما یک مسیحی بهتری باشید.
Yeah, don't waste your time with these things.
وقتتون رو هدر ندید با این چیزها.
And we just read also in Titus 3 that good to avoid foolish questions. Don't waste your time on foolish questions. You probably have heard it. People say, "Oh, but there are no foolish questions, and there are no stupid questions." The only stupid question is the question not asked. Now, is that biblical? And the answer is no. Yeah, the Bible says there are foolish questions, and we should not be entertaining them and wasting our time.
وقتمون رو با اونها هدر بدیم.
And if you talk a lot of people,
اگر با خیلی ها صحبت کنیم,
yeah, you hear a lot of foolish questions that don't deserve an answer.
سوالای احمقانه ای رو خواهید شنید که هیچ کدومشون لیاقت وقت ما و فکر کردن رو نداره.
Stay away from
شجره نامه ها دوری کنید.
Stay away from foolish questions.
Stay
away from strife, arguing.
It's
not going to help you grow as a Christian.
It
is sound doctrine that will help you. Yeah, all these fables, all these foolish questions, all these middle things.
What about
the aliens?
Who
cares?
What
about the Nephilim?
Nephilim, she showed.
Who cares?
Yeah, I'm yet to do.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very entertaining to talk about that. But it's not going to make you a better Christian. Stick with sound doctrine. Yeah, doctrine that is found in the Bible.
Yeah.
And too many churches have a lot of storytellers behind the
pulpit.
Yeah, blabbing about all kinds of things that the Bible did not say. I've listened to teachers who had all the explanations.
براتون زیباست، قشنگ بازش میکنم به نظر میاد.
About things that do not exist in the Bible.
وقتی نگاه میکنیم این سفر کلام نبوده، افسانه ای دیگه طرف داخته.
نفرد.
و حیرت افسانه های اون شهر.
Yeah, so Paul wants Timothy to focus on the doctrine in the church there. The sound of the doctrine Paul had laid down. Yeah, because that will help. Helps the Christians to clean their lives and become servants of God.
که مسیحیان بتونید زندگی هامون رو پاک کنید و مسیحیان بهتری
کنید. Read verses 5 and 6 from 1 Timothy.
آیه 5 و 6 را از اول تیموتائوس بخوانید. اما غایت حکم محبت است که از دل پاک، وجدان صالح و ایمان بیریا که از این امور بعضی منحرف گشته به بیزودگی توجه نمودند.
Yeah, what's the end of the commandment?
آخرش چیه؟
Yeah, charity, love out of a pure heart. Of a good conscience and faith that is real. Yeah, that's what sound doctrine leads to.
Yeah,
we need to hear preaching on things that we might not like we need preaching of him. We need preaching to tell us what we should be doing. So we grow as Christians. Yeah, so we become those loving people. Yeah, with a pure heart that serve God. And that can be used by God. Yeah, instead of those who have swerved aside and talks about
it.
Yeah, who have derailed their lives. Yeah, who end up in vain jangling. Yeah, just making noise. It's good for nothing. And unfortunately, many Christians just live exactly that life. They've left sound doctrine. Yeah, one time they were called offended because somebody addressed some sin in their life. They left the church, they went somewhere else. They found themselves teachers at each other here. And now they're going into strange documents. Yeah, they start to entertain fables. Verse
7.
And now they know. Yeah, they are now teachers. Yeah, they know the thing at all. They think they know it all. But the reality is that they have no idea what they're saying. They go to the internet, listen to some teaching, having no understanding of what the Bible actually teaches. As a result, they just end up entertaining fables.
فقط افسانه ها رو سنجش نگه
داریم. Yeah, that's why we need to be careful who is behind the pulpit.
باید ببینیم واقعا این که داره وعظه میکنه کیه؟ اون که داره درخیده کیه؟
Yeah, and who's preaching?
Yeah, I've
been in Bible studies that drove me nuts. Yeah, because the whole Bible study was, let's read this verse and tell me how what it means to you. Yeah, everybody pouring out their nonsense. Everybody pouring out their vain jingling. Everyone to throw in their 2 cents. Yeah, people without understanding. Yeah, conforming that they don't have knowledge. Conforming things that don't have knowledge of. And I want them stood up in a meeting like that. I don't care what you think. I don't care what it means to you.
Yeah?
I won't know what the Bible like this is. What is God saying?
خداوند چی در این آیه به ما گفته من چه چیزی فکر
می‌کنم yeah, and later on in 1 Timothy you see qualifications for pastors
می‌بینی که شبان چگونه باید فرض بده
yeah, there's a reason for that
چرا این استفاده
and one of them is not a novice
یک
not a novice so somebody new
yeah,
you want to have somebody who has some experience some knowledge yeah, one of them is apt to teach somebody who can actually teach the word of God and many other qualifications
yeah,
they show that this person actually has applied things he has learned from the Bible in his life
طبق کلام خداوند رو بتونه